This is the work session of the Mayor and Council, City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, May 29th, 2018, at 7:31 in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City Staff Robert Smith, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Carrie Bagley, Finance Director Andy Heretic, Public Works Director George Castillo, Fire Chief Britt Hanson, City Attorney.
Thank you. We have one item. Presentation discussion of the proposed tentative budget for the fiscal year 2018-19. Hopefully the intent is to finalize what we've been doing tonight, present and be able to vote on the tentative budget next meeting, which is next Tuesday. So that's the game plan. With that, I believe everybody has received copies of the newest with changes involved. And with that, I will turn it over to Mr. Smith and Ms. Bagley at this point.
Mayor, Council, thank you, and thank you for your time this evening to try and put the cap on the budget. I think the last that we met, we had received instructions from Council on the cuts that we presented, and several different versions were looked at. This budget draft brings the budget gap down to $85,000. I think it was just shy of $200,000 when we looked two weeks ago. We are at the point where I've solicited input from staff on those revenue activities that we wanted to undertake. If you remember, that big sheet of paper had a list of revenue activities. I don't have projections from all departments, but I do have projections from some. The projections that I've got just from finance more than cover the $85,000 gap. And I can go through some of the details of that with you, but we feel like we have a balanced budget, and that through focusing on revenues and the refinancing that Council just approved, we hope to have good news for ratepayers next year when it comes to sewer, and we hope to begin assembling positive balances towards a reserve by the end of this coming fiscal year.
Questions, Council? Mr. Lindstrom? Mr. Dunn?
Did you make general comments?
You bet.
Okay, good. Well, how should I start off? I think in the past, I've always felt that at this time we came up with an agreement for the budget, but I called it kicking the can down the road. And I said last year that we were at the end of the road, and we kind of put together a budget here, and miraculously, magically, made it balance. But I think the most important part is what you alluded to, and that is the orange part and the lower part of your report to us, and that is how can we enhance revenue? Because frankly, we're at a point of moving funds from here to there, robbing Peter to pay Paul, cutting here and able to balance the budget, which is what we've done for the 6 years that I've been on the council. It's been kind of kicking the can down the road just to get by. The only way that we're going to move into a new future is through, I say, the council being very assertive with you and saying we've got to move forward and identifying opportunities for increasing net revenues as well as cutting costs, and And we have a start here in terms of the list that you provided to come out of the input from council. I still have a little bit of confusion in terms of sanitation. The transfer is in and out. And certainly we were told that over the 8 out of the past 9 years, we've ended the year with a surplus in sanitation. All of a sudden, we have with us here $696,000 transfer into sanitation for this past year. And so I think that certainly we have a opportunity, you and council, to look at that in terms of how can we address that in terms of we also need some additional new garbage trucks. Not only did we have this transfer in from the general fund, but we also have some needs looking into the future. So I look forward to work session in terms of how do we address that, whether we increase rates, whether we cut back on some services. Privatization is always an option, though I don't think that's going to go with this community. I think we're very, very happy with the service that we receive. So to me, this is an area in which we have great opportunity in terms of working in the future. Certainly, I also, this year as well as past years, have presented to council and staff the experiences of other communities in terms of how the fire department has increased revenues and controlled costs. And a couple of those are listed in the orange thing here. And again, I really want to be assertive. I hope council is assertive in saying we want to move forward this coming year in terms of making our excellent fire and ambulance service financially sustainable. And so I look forward in terms of the year ahead. I'm more hopeful than ever in terms of what the next year is going to hold for us. The only point, and I've already had my say on this, but certainly we've talked about increasing revenue, which is what we've got to do in the coming year. We talk about the need to expand tax revenues by growing our economy, but basically we've handcuffed you and the city in terms of taking any initiative in this area by budgeting only $10,000 for economic development. And again, we've had this discussion. I'm willing to go with this, but I also want to state one more time that this doesn't make sense to me. It's ludicrous as far as I'm concerned in terms of thinking of how can we increase tax revenue by growing the economy and yet put absolutely no resources into that. And so, again, it's a frustration, but again, I commend you for where we are at this point, and I also intend to put your feet to the fire as we move forward, as we did just earlier this evening, and looking at opportunities to increase our revenue and so is that we really are on firm ground a year from now when we're going into budget.
Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor?
Thank you. Yes.
Mayor, Council, Councilmember Dunn, thank you for those thoughts. I would say that, number one, our next focus after the budget passes needs to be financial policy. We need to spell out the policy for the organization on what the city's expectations are so that we can then create a plan and execute it. And so I'm very looking forward to further work with the council to create that policy that represents a lot of the things that you just mentioned. I would say in terms of transfers in and out, that should be a matter of policy. Council should be made aware and should understand when money is moving from one fund to the next, no matter when, no matter where. We have structured the budget to also control the movement of money within a department and the movement of money between departments, and those also will be elements of policy that will come to council for consideration. I share the pain on the economic development side. I think that we're just going to have to do some bootstrap work for this next year while we try and settle in. And I would say, with the mayor's help,
We did have a meeting with the fire department and the union to discuss some of the strategy to create additional revenues within the fire department. We found great receptivity. I believe all of us are in alignment in the understanding that we need to generate revenue. So I too am very encouraged for the next year.
Well, Mayor, just continuing a little bit there, I already appreciate your statement you shared with me earlier in terms of how do we tighten up our financial policy. I mean, one of the things I did in preparing for the budget, I looked at our April financials, and without being specific, there are some departments where it doesn't look like they're gonna meet their budget. So they're gonna come in over budget, and that concerns me. I mean, we go through a lot of pain here in terms of setting the budget, and I kind of assumed that was firm, but you shared with me in terms of some policies that you're anticipating, so hopefully that doesn't occur, or at least we're informed of it with time, rather than finding ourselves at the end of the year and looking at the financials, and the budget just doesn't seem to jive with reality of what the financials are telling us. So,
thank you. As long as we're discussing those matters, I'd like to make a couple of requests. Things such as our discussions with the fire department, I'd like us to get a time specific on in enacting those. Just as the same with, we've discussed things like a study of the rollouts instead of the dumpsters, thank you. And studying that, and I'd like to get a time specific on that. For sure, the restructuring of our fee structure, I think that's extremely important. And we've been talking about it for a period of time, and I would like staff to provide to the council their estimation of when this can be done, so that council can look at this and, quite honestly, we can make sure that it is done within that period of time. So all I'm saying is, Mayor Pro Tem Dunn's talking about this, I'd like us to tighten this whole financial picture up, so that we're getting real answers, rather than waiting until it becomes crisis to get those answers.
Well, I'd just like to say, bring in with Council President about revenues are really the answer. You know, we've been this refinancing tonight that's going to give us a breathing room, but hope is not going to do it. Lottery tickets aren't going to do it. We need to shift more money into the city coffers, and that's what we need to concentrate on coming years.
Okay. Mr. Higgins.
There's things going on that are sort of under the radar that aren't really recognized by the mayor and council so much, and which are really bringing revenue into the city. One of the things, Allison Bisbee Land, it started by the people, and it's been very successful. It's growing all the time. This year it grew. They had activities all day long, activities for children, activities for adults. There were tourists coming to town dressed like the Mad Hatter and Alice, and we really had an influx of people. And this was done by the people, for the people, for the people's own entertainment, and it really brings in a crowd. And I think that we're not doing a very good job in this town of identifying the people who are really doing something, doing some moving and shaking. They're not asking for $10,000, they're just doing it. And this is bringing people to town, revenue to town, and I think that we need to encourage these people, help them in any way that we can. And I think that I see good things that are coming just from the people themselves, not from the council, not from the economic development, not from these formal things, but it's just happening. Bisbee people doing Bisbee things, and I think that we need to recognize this and really start recognizing the economic impact that these informal things are bringing to us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Hansen, do you have anything?
No, I just agree with what both Councilmember Higgins and Mayor Pro Tem Dunn has said, that the revenues are very important, and I think it is a combination of people who are doing things that are that's bringing people into town, activities that have been set up. Plus, we still we do need the economic development. I think it's a combination of both. And you're right; they need to be recognized.
Ms. Klein, do you have any questions or any statements?
Not right now.
Thank you. Do we have anything, any other business?
Hearing none, Mr. You're Mr. Higgins, aren't you?
I am Mr. Higgins, and I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion. We have a second to adjourn. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We stand.